Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
The book of 1 Samuel this morning, and I want to read you just a verse or two here. I will post something about a 6 o'clock service. I'm not sure if we'll do a live feed at 6 or not. We're having a little bit of difficulties with the Facebook side of it, but we'll let you know something about that here after a while. I was thinking about this. This past week has been the past 2 weeks has been a very different time for me, different weeks for me, in that I've not been able to do much at all. I've had just to sit around the house, and I've about went crazy, man. I've just about kicked the windows out, and I've just about went crazy because I'm not used to sitting around. However, in that time, I've tried my best to take a lot of it and just read the Word of God and find help out of the Word of God during these days. And I believe that everybody that's watching and everybody that's sitting here would agree with me that we're living in unprecedented days. In other words, these days are just so different, man. We don't know what the future holds. I know here at the church, man, the first Sunday night in January, we hit the ground running. We laid out our plan for the year and how we was trusting God to help us touch our county this year more than we ever have before. And then, man, it seemed that it started that Monday morning. Here was a phone call, and then another phone call, and another phone call. And before you know it, man, we've got people all throughout the church sick, and nobody was just deathly sick, but just sick. And do you go to church? Do you not go to church? Do you have in-person service? Do you not have in-person service? Do you do this? Do you? Man, it's just different days. It's different days. It seems that some others has been hit with some more serious illnesses. You know, Miss Helen battling the cancer, and Brother Craig Golden going through the problems he's having. And man, it's just different days. And if you're not careful, in times like this, we will find ourselves getting very discouraged and getting very down and out. And we'll find ourselves even borderline of getting depressed and just, I just not even wanting to go. There was a day or two, and I don't have no sad stories to tell, man. A lot of people's been a whole lot sicker than I have. But, man, there was a day or two at the house that I didn't even get off the couch, and I'd look out the window, and it'd be sun. And I thought, man, what kind of life is this? Lord, we're just trying to serve you. Lord, we want to do more than we've ever done at the church. And it seems like this happens and that happens and this one's sick and that one's sick. And I ran across a couple verses that I want to share with you this morning. Look with me what the Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter number 30. The Bible said this, and I'm just going to read verse number 6. David rescues Ziglag here, and there's a lot going on, but I just want to read verse number 6 to you. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But look at this. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I was thinking about that. David was greatly distressed because the people spake of stoning him. The last time I checked, and it was just a few minutes ago, there was nobody planning on stoning me, Miss Ella. And if they are, I'm really not worried about them getting to me today. They're going to really want to get up here in the mountains where we're at if they want to stone me today. They're going to really have a strong will to do that. I'm not saying that we're living in a time where people is going to stone us or people is going to kill us for our faith. However, this is a time where we become distressed because of the circumstances that's around us. David was very distressed, but look what David did. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Go with me to the book of Acts. I want to read you a verse here. Acts chapter number 26. Acts chapter number 26. Look in verse number 1 and verse number 2. Acts chapter number 26, verse number 1 and 2 says this. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself. Listen to what Paul says. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day, because this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. Look what Paul said in the beginning of that. He said, I think myself happy. Paul is no doubt in a time of distress in his life. Paul has been arrested, and Paul is going before Agrippa, and Paul is allowed to speak freely of whatever he wants to say. And when Paul begins to talk to Agrippa, Paul could have said a lot of things. If it had been you and I, we would have probably talked about how bad everything was and how discouraged we was and how everything is going backwards. But you know what Paul said? Paul said, hey, King Agrippa, I think myself happy. You know what Paul was saying? Personally, I view it as the New Testament version of 1 Samuel 30, verse number 6. Paul was saying this, I am encouraging myself in the Lord. I want to talk to you about this thought for just a few minutes today, and I thought, well, I'll just preach about 5 or 10 minutes, but you're probably not going to go anywhere. You might turn the live feed off, but I want to talk to you about this thought, how to encourage yourself in the Lord. How to encourage yourself in the Lord. Father, I love you today. I thank you, Lord, for being good to us. I thank you, God, for mercy and grace. I pray, God, that you'd help us today. God, help us to find help. Father, help us to find strength and encouragement from your word this morning. And God, we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you about that thought again for just a few minutes this morning. And I'll be back on the camera in just a minute. I turned the heat up in the church, and I am about to burn down. Now, I don't know if everybody else is or not, but I am about to burn up. How to encourage ourselves in the Lord. There's really a lot that we could say. We could look in the context of both of these passages of Scripture and pull a lot of things out, but I just want to give you three topical thoughts here on encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Number one, if we're going to encourage ourselves in the Lord and strengthen ourselves in the Lord, can I say this? Number one, we're going to have to hide ourselves in our secret place. We're going to have to hide ourselves in our secret place. If we're going to think ourselves happy, if we're going to encourage ourselves, if I can say it this way, if we're going to stay in the fight for the Lord, if we're not going to throw in the towel, if we're not going to walk away, then we're going to have to learn to hide ourselves in our secret place. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, here's what I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about a place where we go pray and talk to the Lord. I have different places that I go to. I love to pray here in the altar of our church. I love to pray in my office here in the church. I have an altar in it. We have an altar in our house. I have several different places here on the property of the church that I go to. But you know, sometimes we have to make our vehicle our secret place. Or if we're sick, sometimes we have to make the bed or the couch or the recliner our secret place. We have to find a place where we can talk to the Lord and the Lord can talk to us. If we're going to encourage ourselves in the Lord, we're going to have to hide ourselves in the secret place. Let me give you some verses right here. The Bible said this in 1 Kings chapter number 17, verse number 3 through 6. The Bible said, "Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. You that knows the Bible knows that God is hiding Elijah away here. And Elijah finds himself hid away at the secret place. What does he do? I believe in all of my heart that Elijah encourages himself in the Lord as he is hid away in his secret place. I thought about this. Hide thyself to be fed with the Scriptures. To be fed with the Scriptures. The Bible talks about the bread right there. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2 says this, "As newborn babes desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Preacher, why do I need to hide myself in the secret place? It's to hide thyself to be fed by the Scriptures. I want to say something to you today. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you what will help you in your time of need and in your time of trouble and when you're down and discouraged. It's to hide yourself away with the Lord and let the Lord feed you from the Word of God. Hide thyself away to be fed with the Scriptures. But can I say this? Hide thyself away to be filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit. What did the Bible say? The Bible talks about the water that, or the bread that is there, but he also talks about the water that is there that typifies the Holy Ghost. Listen to what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 18. "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. Can I say something to you today? If you'll hide yourself away at the secret place, if you'll find a place that you can shut the world out, you can shut society out, you can shut social media out, you can get along to yourself and pray a while and get in the Word of God and allow the Spirit of God to help you, you'll find strength when everything is going right. I had to encourage you, you're going to have to learn to hide yourself at the secret place. Hide yourself at the secret place. There's nothing, there is no substitute for praying and getting a hold of God. There's just no, I'm telling you, there's no substitute for it. I love to read my Bible, and there's no substitute for that. I love being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and there is no substitute for that. But can I say something to you today? When you take the three and you put them together, when you hide yourself away in your secret place, and you pray, and you get in the Word of God, and you allow the Spirit of God to begin to turn in your heart and work in your life, I promise you that you'll find encouragement. You'll find encouragement in the Lord. How did he encourage himself? I would say this to you this morning. Hide thyself in your secret place. Number two, can I say this to you? Not only hide yourself in your secret place, but number two, can I say this to you today? If you want to encourage yourself in the Lord, show thyself in service. Show thyself in service. We could go back and we could look at the life of Elijah. We can look at the life of David. We can look at the life of Paul. And you know what you'll find out about these men? They was men that served God. A lot of people, they think that they are serving the Lord because they go to church on Sunday morning. They think they're serving the Lord maybe because they go to church on Sunday night and Wednesday night. But I want to say something to you today. Serving God is so much more than just going to church, man. It's not just walking in and sitting down on a pew. Some of the happiest times of my life has been in the service of the Lord. There's been times, man, when I've been down and I've been out and I've been discouraged, and the Lord has allowed me to go knock on somebody's door and visit with somebody that's sick, or go preach for a preacher that was discouraged, or go by and see a family that was battling something, or go by and build a ramp for somebody, or clean their yard out. And you know what happens, man? There is encouragement in serving others. There's encouragement in show thyself in service, man. Just don't come to church. Get involved in the service of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I'm not a deacon. You don't have to be a deacon to serve God. You said, preacher, I'm not a preacher. You don't have to be a preacher to serve God. Anybody can serve God. Anybody can give a gospel tract. Anybody can knock on a door. Anybody can send a text out to their friend and say, hey, I'd love for you to come to church. And let me tell you something, when they show up at church, you'll find yourself encouraged. Why was you encouraged? Because you served the Lord. Show thyself in service. I thought about this. Show thyself in servant as a servant. As a servant. Listen to what the Bible said. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. What did the Bible say that the Son of Man came to do? Not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Listen to what the Bible said in Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Now this is Jesus, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, a lot of times we read those latter verses right there, and we talk about how God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Now understand something with me. I believe that Jesus was as much God as God is God, that Jesus was before the foundation of the world. He always has been, he always will be. They are co-equal and co-eternal and co-powerful. But can I say something? I find it interesting. I find it so interesting that those verses follow the verses talking about Jesus being a servant. Jesus being a servant. You say, preacher, I want to encourage myself in the Lord. Can I say something? Show thyself in service and become a servant. Become a servant. You know what a servant's main duty is? He has one duty. And you know what that is? It is to do whatever the master asks him to do. It is simply to be pleasing to the master. Each and every one of us that's in the church today, each and every person that's listening today or will listen, we have one duty today, and that is to do what is pleasing to God. Show thyself as a servant. But show thyself in service as a servant. But can I say this? Show thyself in service as a student. As a student. What did the Bible say in 2 Timothy 2:15? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Each and every one of us today should have a desire to be a student of the word of God. You say, preacher, there's a lot of things in that book I don't understand. You know what? There's a lot of things in this book that I don't understand either. But by the help of God, I'm going to be a student of His Word. I'm going to study to show myself approved. Preach, I want to encourage myself in the Lord today. Well, I would say this to you. Show thyself in service. Hide thyself in the secret place. But number three, and I'll be done. Submit thyself to the Savior. Submit thyself to the Savior. Not only do we need to hide ourselves in the secret place to show ourselves in service, but we ought to submit ourselves to the Savior. What did the Bible say in James 4:7? Submitting yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let me tell you the reason a lot of people don't have the devil fleeing from them, because they're not submitting to God. They're submitting to the devil and fleeing from God. When the verse says right the opposite, submit yourself to God and flee from the devil. I want to say this to you today, submit yourself to the Lord. Submit yourself. Isaiah in chapter number 5, Isaiah had a problem. Here's what he was saying. Woe unto them, woe unto them, woe is them, woe is them, woe is them. You know what he's saying? Here's what he's saying. He's saying this, I've got my eyes on everybody else. But in chapter number 6 of the book of Isaiah, here's what happens. Isaiah gets a glimpse of the Lord. And when Isaiah gets a glimpse of the Lord, Isaiah says this, woe is me. And then he goes on to say this, here am I, Lord, send me. Now I want to say something to you today. If you'll hide yourself in the secret place and you'll submit yourself to service, you'll find yourself following after the Savior and submitting your life to whatever He wants in your life. It's not my will, but thine be done, Lord. It's not my will, but thine be done. My will was it, I promise you, my will today was it to be sunny and 80 degrees outside. Man, I wish the air conditions was running wide open. And the church, we had 350 people in the church and it was packed out and we were shouting and running the aisles. But that wasn't the Lord's will for today. And we have to learn in our life to submit ourselves to Him. And when we submit to Him and when we accept His will, whatever that may be, His path, whatever that path may be, we will find encouragement in the Lord. How to encourage ourselves in the Lord? Hide ourselves in a secret place. Show ourselves in service and submit ourselves to our Savior.